Ah, we all remember Bailey, Party of Five. How can we forget? He currently stars in the CW Nancy Drew series. His new movie, Inside Game, about the 2007 NBA betting scandal, hits theaters tomorrow. It is Scott Wolf. Scott, how are you, man?
I'm great, Pete. How you doing?
Scott, Nancy Drew, you're Nancy Drew's dad trying to connect with your daughter. And in the new movie, Inside Game, you're a dirty guy who pays a ref to fix NBA games. These roles couldn't be any more different.
No, a pretty wide array of character here, which as an actor is just the best thing ever. I mean, I feel like, look, even within these characters, though, you know, there's such complexity in Carson Drew, the character I play in Nancy Drew, and Tommy Martino, the character I play in Inside Game. You know, what I love representing is how, while it's very easy and comfortable to try and put people and characters into boxes and label them, well, that's a good guy, that's a bad guy, people are way more complicated than that, and your judgments are maybe worth consideration, and the guy you just assumed was terrible, once you stand in his shoes for a minute, he might not seem as bad.
Right. The CW is so behind Nancy Drew. Driving to work tonight, I probably saw three different billboards in Chicago. You got to love that.
Love, 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 love. I mean, they have stepped up in the biggest way that I've, not only have I ever experienced in terms of a show that I'm in, but that I've ever seen. You know, I think one of the fun things about telling the Nancy Drew story in 2019 is we can tell it in a complicated, very challenging way. You know, when those books were written almost 100 years ago,
right,
there was only so much you were allowed to say about father-daughter relationships,
yeah,
about the challenge within human beings. And so it's a very complicated, spooky Nancy Drew.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm so excited for Inside Game. The story of NBA referee Tim Donaghy. I mean, this story was so salacious, and you couldn't take your eyes off ESPN because you were just hanging on every single story about this. It was about the betting scandal in 2007. Now, he was never found guilty of fixing games, even though the evidence pointed otherwise. Am I right?
So he was definitely found guilty of gambling. He was found guilty of gambling on games that he officiated.
Right.
What Tim maintains, and what no one could ever sort of prove one way or another, was that he never made a bad call on the floor to influence a game. And look, one of the things that I think shuddered people, especially fans of the NBA, but of any major sport, is it's a reminder that these are human beings. You know, they're not robots wearing striped jerseys out there. They're human beings, and they're making subjective calls. They're hopefully doing the best they can to enforce the rules. But at the end of the day, every call is a judgment call. And
right.
And to this day, you know, Tim's embarrassed by what happened. He's repentant. He's trying to, you know, have a second chance, make some good out of some bad decisions. But he still says, you know, I never stood on that floor and called a bad foul to influence a game. He says he knew enough about tendencies of referee crews, about how things might go in one way or another, about injuries, about all kinds of stuff.
Right.
Locker room information. And that was enough. That was enough to make a bunch of money betting on games.
Do you believe that? Do you believe his excuse?
You know,
because I don't buy it.
I believe it.
I don't buy it.
I believe he believes it.
Wait a second. Hold on. Let me. So you believe that he believes it. Okay. We can talk ourselves into anything. I don't believe it. They were just churning money. They thought they were above the law.
Well, that's. I mean, look. The gambling side of it is its own story. What if you ask me? If you put a gun to my head, and thankfully you're not, but if you ask me what my belief is, I think that it would be very, very difficult to be standing out on that court knowing that there's money at stake and your side needs this team to win by six,
yep,
and not having that influence you in some way. Right. I think it stretches reason to assume that didn't factor in. You know, I think what's revealing is that the entire endeavor of sport, of officiating, is all being carried out by human beings. And so
right, we forget that.
Flawed.
Yep. We completely forget it. We're talking to Scott Wolf. Inside Game, by the way, hits theaters tomorrow. I'm a big follow on Insta to I Am Scott Wolf. I started following you because we have a mutual friend in the Bushy. And
I love the Bushy.
The only guy I know who refers to himself in the third person with a nickname, Billy Bush, calls himself the Bushy.
He does, the Bushman. Yeah, the Bushman, the Bushy, yes. He enjoys the third person.
I also follow motivational speaker Kelly Wolf, and it was interesting because last night I was looking at your wife's Instagram, and my wife loved the chandelier in your dining room. Your wife posted a picture from last Thanksgiving, and she's like, Pete, don't bring it up. Scott won't know the name of the chandelier in the dining room. Now, I have it in front of me. Do you know the name of your chandelier in your dining room?
That is the one question I cannot answer for you today, but I will get you that information.
No, it's called the Tilda. My wife saw it, and she's like, he's got the Tilda in his dining room. I can't believe it.
Oh, so she's well-versed in lighting.
Yes, she is. And by the way, Scott Wolf, it's Halloween. Happy Halloween.
Thank you. Same to you. Thank you.
We just had a psychic on the air, psychic Denise Gazzardo, and Denise is on with us now. And I just wanted Denise, you know, the spirits are out. It's Mercury retrograde. Denise, explain again, Mercury retrograde, everything's backwards. Is that right?
Well, especially for, you know, people that are, their ruling planet is Mercury, which would be Scott, because he is a Gemini.
What's it look like for a Gemini right now? Is it going to be a good month for guys like Scott?
Things that maybe looked a little dead in the water or a little quiet, or it's like, well, it looks like that just kind of fizzled away. This is actually the good thing about Mercury retrograde. It reopens these possibilities and provides a new venue or a platform to display them. So that's the stuff you want to look for, Scott. That's the good stuff. I always stick with the good stuff, you know?
I've always understood Mercury in retrograde to be kind of a disruptive thing.
Yes, yes. Well, we want to be careful. We want to be careful when we travel. We want to be careful, you know, no California rolls through stop signs, things of that nature. Watch your intersections, you know, tickets, policemen hiding. But there are positive things that transpire during a planetary climate such as this. So if there was something that you were looking to present or you were looking to get involved in and it was kind of a, well, it just fizzled out. I didn't hear any more about it. It's times like these, you know, between now and November 20th that, hey, what was that again? I'm interested. Can you repitch that idea to me? Things of that nature become front and center, exciting.
So bring it back. Scott, is there anything you want to ask psychic Denise Gazzardo? Career, anything coming up? Another movie?
How about what happens? So I now have an understanding of what happens until for the next few weeks when Mercury is in retrograde. Is there something that I should be mindful of, keep an eye out for after that period?
Actually, it looks like I want you to keep in mind there's a time frame like between February and March where someone's going to present you with an idea or a creative project that you may be like, I don't know, maybe not. I want you to give it a second look, too, and be open for that.
Yeah,
and then
that.
It feels like your wife is also a Gemini, Aquarius, or Libra. Is she an air sign as well? Because I'm getting this energy with her.
Yeah, she's a Libra.
Oh my, see, that's a nice match. You guys are winners. You can't beat it, you know. So, you know, healthy kids, happy family, you can't beat it with a stick, you know?
It.
Yeah, I think it's my understanding is that, well, I think we're a good the Libra is a balance and Geminis are nuts. It's a great match.
Exactly. She gives you a little risk system.
But
you know, when you were talking about, you know, the diversity in the roles, you know, from this, the new movie coming out, which I'm excited to see, to playing Nancy Drew's dad. That's an easy mark for a Gemini. It's they can switch gears, you know, they can take on challenges and they don't pigeonhole themselves in one type of marketing or one type of you know, persona. That works in your favor, honey.
Scott, you're the best, man. Happy Halloween. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thank you both. Thank you so much.
All right.
You enjoy, sweetheart. Take care.
Thank you.
That's Scott Wolf, everybody. Thank you, Denise. You're the best.
You're so welcome.
It's Pete McMurray on 720 WGN.